Simply Done, the podcast network.
You there?
Hey, what's up?
I said the package out of my P.O. box is from Walter Molinsky.
You're kidding me.
No.
Are you sure?
Because now it's got a return address on it from Walter Molinsky. Yeah. Check this out. Walter Molinsky, 2667 Via del Los Ranchos Road, Los Olivos, 93427.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked. He didn't even write the state. He just wrote Los Olivos and then the zip code.
Is that California?
Yes. Yes, it's not far from the L.A. Zoo area.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
You wanted his address. There it is.
There it is now. Yep.
How long have you been looking for this guy's address?
Since today, well, mostly since we've been working together. It's most likely JQA's address, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Because they both more or less live together.
No,
since he's always there.
You would know more about that than I would.
Yeah, since he's always there.
Wow.
I know, huh? I just wonder what's in the freaking package. I'm not sure what this could be. Let's see, and it feels like a hard box, maybe. I'll find out when I get home.
How big is the box?
It's just a folded up envelope. It's like a box inside.
Huh.
Yeah, it's the package, I would say, about 5 or 6 inches wide, about 6 to 8 inches tall, 9 inches tall.
How often do you get packages from Mole?
Never. This is the first.
Really?
I never get packages from Don or Mole. Maybe once in a blue moon, I might have gotten a package from Don or Mary Jane or something years ago, but it's been so long, and so I don't even remember getting a package from them.
Huh.
But it's normally, oh, I do so much for you. Like Don's trying to make me kiss his ass for everything he does for me as a actor comedian doing Windy City Heat or being the star of Windy City Heat and trying to make it look like I'm like a low-life piece of shit that doesn't deserve that movie.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's Simply Done, the Podcast. Of course, who else would I be with except for the lovely, beautiful, inner casual outfit, Mary Jane?
Costume.
Casual costume, Mary Jane.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Mary Jane, we don't have time to play games today because today we have a very long show because Hugh A. Craig III, I don't know quite how he got these tapes, but he sent them in. It's a conversation of something that is happening with the Scaremaster, Mole, and myself.
Take it away!
Careful, careful. We don't know what's in there.
It's a big envelope that was folded in half. I'm opening up the envelope. I don't know what this is. Got no idea what this is.
Is it heavy? Describe it.
I'm not sure. It looks like a book or a box. It's all wrapped up and stuff. plastic. Okay. Here's an old.
Careful, careful.
Looks like an old box with a letter on it.
Okay, let's read the letter.
Okay, I'm doing this over here. Yeah, it's like an old, it's like an old box, you know, like an old family jewel box or something with notches that are open. And then there's some blue, like tissue paper, rubber band to the box. And here's a letter. So let's open this letter and read. Eyes on. Hey, Scaremaster, do you know who it is? It's Mole. Listen, dude, I felt really bad after the last podcast. PADCAST. when you said you hated me because I stole STOLEDED your spoons. That was a big misunderstanding. I thought you wanted the fans to have a nice momento, MOLEMENTO, after they paid so much and came so far to be at your chili cook-off. Totally my mistake. Anyway, I'm still a Quincy's, but I'm leaving soon, maybe. Find these spoons in the safe downstairs, and maybe they can help replace those other ones, and we can start on the road to repairing our broken friendship. Hope you and your new girlfriend are doing great. You're hopefully soon best friend, Mole. And then he's got big three drawn on the sheet of paper. Can you see it?
Yeah. Wow. What do you think?
We'll see what's inside the box.
What do you think of the letter?
Very, very polite and very nice. Okay. Now, what's in the box are old antique teaspoons or tablespoons. These are old, okay? I mean, I know old when I see old, and these are old. Yeah, these are teaspoons, not tablespoons.
Wow.
What a knucklehead.
They're all spoons?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Be really careful with those.
Yeah, there's 12 of them here.
Good Lord. Are they gold? Is that gold?
They're brass. It's like gold plated, maybe.
Can you hold one of them up to the camera?
Hold it.
Jesus, those look really valuable.
That's what I'm thinking. I could take
it. Be careful with those.
I could take it down the street to the what's the name of that store on Sherman Way in Reseda that sells collectible stuff? I could take it over there and see what they think.
I don't know, man.
Should I? Shouldn't I? Yes, no.
Well, give me your honest opinion. What do you feel about this?
It's polite. It's a very polite gesture. But those are not tablespoons. Those are teaspoons. But again, it's a polite gesture.
Yeah.
But I thank him for it, the polite gesture. That's very kind.
Where did he say he got these from in the letter?
Okay, I found these spoons in his safe downstairs. And maybe they can help replace those other ones.
All right, stop right there. If these were taken from a safe, they're very valuable.
Yeah.
You wouldn't lock away silverware in a safe unless it was...
Because that's old school silverware.
I would say so.
Yeah.
You know, this is actually making sense because I think I told you, I got that weird message from Don, and he was talking about something. He wasn't specific, but he was very nervous, I would say, and this might have something to do with it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do you know what I think?
I have no clue.
I think we should call Don and see if he knows anything about this.
Go right ahead if you want.
Do you mind if I add him to this meeting?
If you want to.
Yeah. Well, sit back down and adjust the camera. But I'll tell you what. You talk to him. Okay? I'm not going to be involved. I'm going to silent myself. I think I should be, you know, I'll monitor it, but this is going to be you and Don. I don't want him to think I have anything to do with this.
Well, okay.
I'll be here silently, and if you need me, send me a text message, because I'll get that. But if you want any advice or anything.
All right.
Can you adjust the camera back so I could see your full frame? That's good. That's good. That's all you need. Okay, so I'm going to call him right now, okay? And I'm going to see if he can come on this thing. I'm going to mute myself here.
Okay.
Okay, it's ringing.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Don, it's Perry.
Hairmaster, what's up, man?
I got a big 50-pound bag of guess what in the mail today.
Oh, no. From who?
I don't know who.
You don't
know
who?
It said Walmart on the package.
Oh, because...
From Waco, Texas.
Because I heard a thing about some spoons.
That too.
What?
That too.
What do you mean?
Did you? I got some spoons in the mail.
Who'd you get it from?
As well, that came from Mole. Now, do you want to see the spoons?
I've heard a little bit about these spoons.
Can you see me online?
Can I see? Yeah, I can see you.
Okay, hold on. See these spoons?
Whoa. Those are the spoons.
They're ancient.
Yeah, I know.
These are collectors. Those are ancient.
Mr. Adams is freaking out about that. He thought they were stolen. Where'd you get them from, Mole?
Mole mailed them to my P.O. box, yeah.
Oh, no.
Should I give them back?
You know what? Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Let me call Mr. Adams. Let me see what he says about it. But can you act like you're not there and just listen in? Then we can make a decision on what we do.
Okay.
Okay. Let me try to call him.
Because, you know, if you want me to bring them by, I'll bring them by.
No, fucking keep them for yourself.
I was just thinking, you know, if there's something special to Mr. Adams, shit. You give him to Mr. Adams.
Will you pick up the box, please?
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, my God. You are an easy street, Scaremaster.
It's a Butchler. It's an E-Butchler box.
All right.
That could be something.
Well, check it out.
Wait.
What is it?
Can you see it? Look up.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. Yeah. Okay, listen, you know what we should do? Let's forget all this. Let's call Mr. Adams right now. You don't say a word, I'll call him. I'll get him on the line. Okay?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Adams? Are you there, Mr. Adams? Can you hear me, Mr.
Hello?
Adams? Hello, Mr. Adams. How are you?
Not good, Mr. Barnes. I'm not good at all.
Why? What's going on?
Well, beyond the fact that I'm working with people that are just insane, I've been the victim of a crime.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I don't know if I'm really supposed to be talking about this, but here's what's what. I've been the victim of a robbery. And the thing that is missing, Mr. Barnes, are the Spain spoons.
The what?
I'm missing the Spain spoons.
What are the Spain spoons?
Exactly.
No, that doesn't really answer the question.
They are a priceless, priceless artifact, Mr. Barnes.
How much now, would you say they're worth?
Well, that's where priceless comes into it. There is no price for it, not on this planet. The problem is, I've had people at my home during this quarantine. I've been a naughty Johnny. Now, I've been going through the lists of people who had access to my safe to get the Spain spoons. As you know, Walter has been staying here. He may have seen something. Mr. Barnes, I believe you stopped by.
I stopped by, and I was with Mole that night. You know what you should do?
One moment, please. I've had the Nicholas brothers here. Either one of those two could have taken the Spain spoons to feed their habit.
What's their habit exactly?
Oh, they have a million habits. They're wonderful.
But which one are you referring
to? It's a nun's habit. They put on a nun's habit and feed each other. It's a wonderful show. You've got to see it. It's an underground place called the Chocolate Whistle Stop. I'll take you there sometime.
I don't care.
The problem is not so much the Spain spoons. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if anybody knows about this yet. I don't see how they possibly could have. But whoever has those spoons, the most important thing to remember is that they do not go underneath the spoons to see what is under there.
I don't know what you mean exactly.
There is a priceless treasure underneath the spoons, is what I'm saying. Whoever has those spoons can write their own ticket. Meanwhile, underneath the spoon is a ticket that they could write another ticket for themselves with, meaning they will be astronomically wealthy.
Okay. Well, you were blaming Mole, and I know Mole to be a really sweet guy.
Well, let me do this. Why don't
you call him?
I'm going to call Walter. You stay on the line and don't say anything. And this way we can find out if Walter knows anything.
Okay.
You like this idea?
I love it. Thanks for letting me be part of it.
All right. I'm going to buzz up Walter. One moment. It's ringing. Hello? Well, hello there, Walter. Do you know whom this is? Is it that guy from Broadchurch? No, Walter. It's Mr. Adams calling. Oh, hey, Mr. Adams. Hey, sorry. I had to take off from your house because I had to leave because some stuff was going on. Yes, Walter, what stuff was going on precisely that you're speaking about? Well, I don't know. You know, you had all those detectives come over the house and they started asking me all these questions. They were like, hey, where were you? And we got to test your fingerprints and all this stuff. Well, yes, those aren't just detectives. Those are the Pinkertons. Yeah, I know they're the best detectives in the business. Walter, I need to ask you a question. Man to man. Did Mr. Barnes take the Spain spoons? Did Dan Barney take the Spain spoons? Yes, did Mr. Barnes take the Spain spoons? Listen, whoever has those Spain spoons is going to be unbelievably wealthy. But they are also in incredible trouble with the Pinkertons. Oh, they no, Mr. Dan Barney did not take the spade spoons. Dan Barney did not take the spade spoons. You know what, Mr. Adams? I think I might know a way to get your spade spoons back. Oh, you do? Yeah, yeah. Because listen to me. I will offer a reward for those spade spoons. I would be willing to offer 5-10 grand for whoever would return those spade spoons right now. 5 or $10,000 for whoever turns in those spade spoons. Yeah. Yeah, okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Hey, Mr. Adams, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call Tam Brennan. You do me a favor, stay on the phone and don't say anything, Mr. Adams, okay? All right, so I should just be here quiet? Yeah, you just stay there quiet, and I'm gonna call Tam Brennan, see what he knows. All right, I'll be here. Quiet as a church mouse. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Tam Brennan! You know who it is?
No.
It's your client Scaremaster's best friend, Maul.
Oh, hello, Maul. How you doing?
Good, what are you doing? Yeah, listen. Hey, I may have accidentally sent Scaremaster some stuff.
What kind of stuff did you send him?
It was a package. Well, maybe it was silverware.
Hmm.
But it's really gold. It's solid gold.
Hmm. So this is like a gift.
Yeah, to make up so that he wouldn't hate me anymore. You know what you should do?
What's that?
Will you call Scaremaster and I'll stay on the phone and I won't say anything. And you ask him if he's seen the Spain spoons. Because I don't know if they got to him or not. And I don't know if he looked underneath it and found the big ticket.
Sorry, they're called what?
The Spain spoons. They're called the Spain spoons.
I see. So you'd like me to call Perry right now?
You call Scaremaster, but I'll be quiet on the line.
All right. Hold on. It's ringing.
Hello?
Perry, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Perry, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Yeah, listen, you and I need to talk. Do you know anything about these Spain spoons?
Spain spoons?
Yeah.
I got a package in the mail today from Mole. I know nothing about where they came from. They're like old antique spoons, though. They're beautiful.
So you do know about them. You've opened them.
Yeah, I opened the box. I opened the package that was sent to me.
All right, look, I think this could be problematic. The spoons belong to John. Let's do this. I'm going to call John right now.
Fine.
You stay on the line, but don't say anything, okay?
No problem.
Let me handle this. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello?
John, hello. This is Tom calling. Long time no talk.
Oh, hello, Tom. How are we?
I guess I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I'm well.
I'm glad to hear that. Truly, I am. Now, I know it's been a while, but there appears to be this pressing matter that we need to discuss. I know you're quite particular about your silverware. I remember when I was at the bed and breakfast and I put the royal silverware in the dishwasher. I caught hell for that. I still have the marks. But look, you're very particular about these things.
Yes.
I hear that you're upset about some spoon set that's gone missing, and before you cast any blame, you should double check and make sure that they are indeed missing.
Tom, let me cut you off for a second.
Please, go on.
Do you remember the Spain spoons, Tom?
Spain spoons. Yeah, I do remember the Spain spoons.
Do you remember me feeding you a terra musolata with the Spain spoons, Tom?
Let's be honest, John. There's a lot of things you fed me that I don't exactly have total recall for.
You wouldn't remember it, would you? You wouldn't remember it. You're quite out of your mind.
Hey, John, call you for a trip down memory lane. It just seems like there's a lot of weird things going on with these spoons.
Well, these are, you of course know the history of the Spain spoons. I don't have to tell you. You're a student of history. You understand how valuable.
Are we talking about the Spain spoons?
Yes, I'm talking about these Spain spoons. And not only these Spain spoons, but beneath the Spain spoons is the remnants of an original ticket. So I don't need to tell you what the value of that.
No, you don't. I mean, that's priceless.
That's why we have got the Pinkertons involved. We need to stop these now before they leave the country.
Is that really necessary, John? You know how forgetful you can be when you're stressed. Could you have misplaced them?
Well, I suppose I could look about. You know, here's what I'll do. Will there be a new Big Three podcast this week?
Yes, there will. There's a new Big Three podcast the first Sunday of every month.
All right. If there is one, I'm willing to give it another day or so. Maybe I misplaced the Spain spoons.
Okay, good. That's more like it. Thank you.
But I will be following up on the podcast. And if we don't have an answer as to where they are by then, I'm sending in the Pinkertons.
Oh, boy. John, look, you know you're prone to overreactions. Let's just take a moment here.
I need the Spain spoons! And the original ticket.
I have a good feeling that they'll turn up.
Hold on one moment. Hold on. Hey, Tom. Tom, let's do this. Hold on one minute. Stay on the line. Don't say anything. I'm going to call Mr. Barnes and see what he knows.
All right, that sounds good. I won't say a word.
All right. I'm dialing. It's ringing.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Barnes.
Hello, Mr. Adams.
It's Johnny.
Yeah, I knew. I know your voice.
Well, we are in a bit of a kerfuffle right now.
What, about the Spain spoons?
Oh, so you know about the Spain spoons.
Somebody did a thing on the internet. They were talking about them.
Would you do me a favor, Mr. Barnes?
Sure.
Would you call Mr. Caravelli and find out what he knows about the Spain spoons? I'll stay on the line and I won't say anything.
Okay. Let me try and do this. Let me figure out how to do this. I'm calling Perry. Perry's ringing. Hello, Perry.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello. Oh, hey, Don. You know, you're not supposed to call me. You know that, don't you?
You're supposed to call me Tom. I'm in the middle of some shit. I'm getting bitched at by John Quincy Adams. And he's looking for his Spain spoons.
Oh, well, I just got a gift in the mail from Mole, and there's a bunch of spoons in there.
So you know nothing about it?
Well, I don't know what it is. All I know is there's spoons here.
No, Perry, there's no spoons. You didn't see any spoons, did you?
No, wrong. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, well, so... What we're looking for, Mr. Adams is looking for something, and he said that there's spoons and there's something even more valuable in it. Would you know anything about that, just to ease his mind?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You know what I should do? You should call Tom, and you should have Tom help us out on this.
All right.
All right. Why don't you do that? All right.
I'll do that.
Okay. Tell me what happens. Right. I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Peace out. Tom? Hello?
Perry?
Hey! Hey, man, what's going on?
Well, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. What's going on with you?
Not much. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing a lot better now that I'm hearing your voice. So, can you catch me up on things? What's going on?
I was sent a gift from Mole today, and it's a antique box with a bunch of teaspoons in here. Bunch of antique teaspoons.
Who sent you that?
It was sent from Mole.
You know what? That's who we need to call right now.
All right.
Clearly, you don't know what this is all about. I don't know what this is all about.
Yeah, I know nothing about this gift.
Well, it makes sense that Mole would have some answers to this. So do you mind holding on while I try to call him?
Go right ahead.
Okay, but don't say anything. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Mole, it's Tom Brennan calling.
Hey, Tom Brennan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay.
Hey, did you hear about the Spain spoons?
Yes, I'm all caught up on that. That's actually why I'm calling.
What happened?
Well, from what I can put together, you mailed these Spain spoons to Perry, he opened it, and now there seems to be some question as to their origins and penalties associated with their possession.
Yeah, Quincy is freaking out. He said he's going to call the Pinkertons, but he's going to give a big reward for them. Or they could be sold to a dealer for a huge mountain of money.
Okay, Mole, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I put you on hold for a second?
Sure.
Great. Thank you. Just a moment. Perry, are you still there?
I'm here.
Did you hear any of that?
Yes, I did.
What do you want to do here?
If there's a reward, get the $10,000 reward. If you can turn it into a $100,000 reward, turn it into a $100,000 reward. Because I saw the little letter underneath the box. I didn't understand the letter underneath the box, but
it sounds like you're leaning towards collecting the reward money for the Spain spoons.
I'll give the spoons back if there's a reward for these spoons. I'll give them back as long as I get the reward first.
I'm confused. You're talking over my head. Why don't I call Don and see what he has to say about all
this?
Give
Don a call.
You know what? You're the one in possession of the Spain spoons. You're the one who should be speaking to Don.
Well, okay.
I'll call, but I'll stay quiet.
Okay. Okay.
You do all the talking. I'm just going to go on mute.
Hello?
Hey, Don. It's Perry again.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. I don't know what to do.
Well, explain what the situation is.
Mole sent me a gift.
The spoons.
Correct.
Now, those are worth a lot of money, but there's something that's even more valuable in there. Did you look that up yet?
There was a little letter underneath.
What does it say?
It's like a treasure letter.
Let me see. What does it say?
Hold on. Okay, this was the letter that Mole wrote. Then there's this.
You know what I should do? I should call Mr. Adams, because I'm going to tell you this. I think you're sitting on a gold mine. And you know what? Instead of turning it in for the money, hide it. Don't tell anybody about this. And what you do, we can see what you can get out of this whole thing. I think it's time Perry had a payday.
Yeah, you know what? I think this is $100,000, if not more, worth more than $100,000.
I'm going to get Mr. Adams on the phone, but I want you to stay on the phone with me, okay?
I'm on the phone. I'm just going to listen. I'm not going to say a word.
No, no, no. I want you to talk, because I'm going to tell him that you're there. And then let's find out what is exactly in there, what the spoons are worth, what this piece of paper is worth, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to call him right now. All right, it's ringing.
Yes. I'm sorry. One moment. Can you hold one moment? Yes. Just
can you hear him?
I'm sorry. Whoever this is, hold one moment.
It's Mr. Barnes.
Please tell the detectives, do whatever they have to do, and let loose the hounds. Hello?
Mr. Adams.
Hello, Mr. Barnes.
I got very worried about what you were saying, that you lost some stuff. And so what I did is I called Perry. He's on the line with us. Is that okay? Perry, say hi to Mr. Adams.
Hi,
Mr. Adams.
Oh, hello. Hi, Perry. I need to tell Perry something. Perry.
Yes, sir.
You are finally somebody who can relate to what I'm going through. I just recently had a robbery in my home up here in the Santa Ynez Valley.
That's why I brought Perry, because he used to be a detective.
I refuse. May I speak? I've had a robbery, and because of that, I'm moving from this high crime area.
Okay.
I can't live somewhere where my home is going to be broken into. I know that you live in a very poor, impoverished, crime-ridden neighborhood at 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Why are you saying my street address over the? Well, it's just us, so you don't need to say my street address, okay?
Mr. Adams, could I throw something in here? Because I have to go somewhere very quickly, and I just wanted to say I brought Perry on because we wanted to find out a few facts about this, like what exactly is missing and what is the value of these things?
Oh, millions, millions and millions and millions.
And you're offering a reward?
Mr. Barnes, if you can tell me where the spoons are, yes, I'll give you the reward.
How much?
Well, we can talk about that later.
Well, if they're worth millions and millions.
Well, you will be handsomely taken care of, Mr. Barnes. And I know that you're already quite handsome.
Thank you.
So you'll be extra special handsome.
Thank you.
You've got those blue eyes that Perry loves.
Thank you.
Those kissable lips that he can't stay away from.
He's got blue eyes. Yeah, my daughter's eyes are pretty.
Oh, you don't think my eyes are pretty, Perry?
My daughter's a girl, so I love my child. Okay,
okay, but at least I talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
What about his kissable lips?
I'm not interested in your lips.
They're very full lips. And they're very soft.
I'm not interested. I don't give a shit about your fat fucking lips.
Well, there was a time when you were.
No, there was never a time that I was.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, God.
Remember, somebody kissing somebody, but let's forget about it.
I never forced a kiss on any male ever.
Okay, let's just...
I was not picked up off...
Perry, may I... We're talking about a couple different things here. Let's just put it off. Something happened, and neither one of us want to talk about it.
Mr. Barnes, how about this? There's a very good chance that I misplaced the spade spoons.
Very possible.
Now word on the street is there's a new Big Three podcast coming out soon.
Yeah, we're going to do one very soon, the first Sunday in July, yes.
Oh, is that a new thing?
No, we've been doing it all this year.
Really must. I have to write that down in my sexy fireman calendar. All right.
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Perry, he's writing it down in his sexy fireman calendar. Can you wait just a second till he's done?
Whatever.
Look at this one. Here it is. July. Can you handle this hose? Do you get it? Because yes. He's handling a big hose. All right.
Perry and now, I don't want to hear about this, okay? Can we do business?
I'll tell you what. August, he's doing, it says he's sliding down and he's on the sliding on the pole. Okay. Now, hold on, flipping forward. September. Oh, September, look at that. I've got my hook in your ladder.
Okay, Mr. Adams, we don't want to hear this. Perry, am I wrong? You don't want to hear this, do you?
No, I don't want to hear this.
So please.
I thought you wanted to hear about the sexy fireman calendar.
No, you were writing down that we're having
you
a podcast.
Writing. Oh, God.
You're right. All right, I get distracted. I love a man out of uniform.
We could me too you by saying this all the time. You're trying to sell me to Perry about how pretty I am, my beautiful lips. You made Perry fucking...
Mr. Barnes, I don't think you hear it enough. I think too many people walk by the color purple without smelling it, just like the lady on The View talked about.
I don't know what that means.
I'm saying you should not walk by Mr. Barnes without appreciating the gift that God gave us. Do this. Perry, say something nice about Mr. Barnes.
He's a nice guy. He takes me out for...
No, his looks.
I'm a man. I'm not interested in other men. God damn it,
Perry,
Scott.
Perry. Just say he has really pretty skin. Not a big deal.
He's got nice, childhood skin.
Thank you.
He does have nice childhood skin.
Thank you, Perry. Perry.
Right, now, back to the Spain spoons.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Now, what is the value of this? Because
what's the reward?
Perry needs to know the reward and what the value of these things if he's going to get on the case. And Perry, when you were in high school or something, weren't you a
elementary.
Private? What were you?
I was just going into junior high school.
And what was the thing that you were part of?
Deputy Auxiliary Police Officer.
So you've handled shit like this before?
Kind of.
Okay. Kind of. So do you want Perry to help you find these?
Let me ask you a question. When you were in the Deputy Auxiliary Police.
Right.
Did you ever do any calendars?
No, we didn't do calendars. We were children, you fucking pervert.
Okay, Mr. Adams, you're doing it again. You don't notice this, but you're doing it again. Pervert.
Stop, you fucking geek.
Can I tell you one last one. Look at October. He's leaning over, and you can see his butt crack, and it says backdraft.
All right, I'm going to hang up. And you know what? You go fuck yourself, and I hope you lose your spoons. Listen to what's being said here.
The Spain spoons.
What are they? How much money are they worth?
What else should be in there? What is the reward if they're found?
All right, I will tell you this, and I shouldn't.
You want Perry to work for you? You better tell him. He's got to know what's going on here.
All right.
What's the reward?
I will offer a valuable reward, but only on the condition that you do not speak to Arthur Slugworth about these Spain spoons.
Who's Arthur Slugworth?
He's somebody who very much wants these Spain spoons and the ticket.
Is it worth over $1 million?
Do not deal with Arthur Slugworth.
Are these Spain spoons in this so-called ticket worth over millions of dollars?
Do not give those away for just $1 million.
How many millions of dollars are these Spain spoons in this ticket worth?
What he's saying is he wants to know what the value of these Spain spoons, how much is it all worth?
Yes. We can only hope that they don't know about the ticket.
Why?
It's one of the most priceless artifacts known to man.
Well, you got to tell the detective what he's looking for. Why don't you just tell Perry what's going on?
Oh, I'm not giving you the kiss, but I will tell you this. If you are contacted by Arthur Slugworth, do not sell him the spoons and the ticket, no matter how many millions of dollars he wants to give you. All right?
Well, listen, I got to get going. So it was nice talking to you, Mr. Adams. Maybe we should talk at another time.
Mr. Barnes.
Real quick. Is it worth over $10 million?
One second, Penny. Mr. Barnes.
Yes.
Have you spoken to Tom recently?
No, I have not. Should I call Tom?
Yes. Well, if you talk to him, tell him I said what's up.
All right. I'll do that.
Listen, I'm selling. I have to sell my home.
Yeah, I know.
It's on the market right now.
And you want to move to Reseda?
Any of you? I would love to move to Reseda.
Hey, Perry.
Penny, would you like to swap? Would you like to play home swap with me?
No, you know, I would not. I don't want to live out in the boondocks up there.
You should move into 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment number 101.
There's some residents that are already next door to me.
They can be asked to leave very easily, Perry.
Well, there's no need for them to move when.
How's about we convince them that that house is haunted?
And like have ghosts come and all that in the middle of the night?
Yes. I like it. Penny, we're going to need to station in your place for the big prank.
No, you're not. No one's going to be stationed in my apartment.
How else can we do it then?
Just to put the prank.
Or maybe we can bug the people in apartment 201. We're above them. And we'll like pound on the floor and they'll hear it through their ceiling.
No, that's not going to happen.
Move.
I have an idea. A simple idea. Betty, how's about if you spread your fecal all over the doorknob?
You're disgusting. You're fucking disgusting, you sick bastard.
But they'll know to leave. They'll realize we should go.
It's called the Norwegian welcome wagon, Penny.
Disgusting.
Hey, can I call you right back, Mr. Adams? I wanted to ask Perry something.
Hold on one second. Look at November. The fireman is making chili, and all he has on is an apron. He says, "What's cooking?"
Nobody's making chili here in November.
All right. I don't think you're understanding what he's saying, Scaremaster. I want to talk to Perry for a second, okay? And if I talk to Tom, I'll say hi from you. Okay?
Yes. All right. So what am I doing?
Let me call you back.
Call me back.
Sounds good.
Call me back.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.
Perry, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Worth over $10 million.
Let's get Tom on the phone.
All right, go for it. Give him a call.
And he should also go up on Zoom, okay?
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, what's happening?
Tom and Perry, how are you guys?
All right.
Just got off the phone with Mr. Adams, and I think we ran into something, and I have an idea, and I wanted your input on this. Tell him how much he said the spoons are worth.
Quincy made a remark that these spoons are worth multi millions of dollars. He says it could
what?
Be. What? Yeah. I'm holding a box that could be worth close to $10 million.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And he's trying to give out $10,000 for a reward for that?
Are you going
to
take the reward?
And, well, here's what he did. Here's what he, no. There's a guy that he already said that is looking to buy these. An Arthur Slugworth. We find Arthur Slugworth and we sell them to him. Am I part of this?
If you Harry? Find Arthur Slugworth, we sell it to him for $10 million even.
And hold on a second here.
I'll give you a million.
What's Perry's?
Okay, wait a minute. So if I do all the work, I get 10% of the intake.
Five?
You're going to give him 50%?
5%, so now you're, not 50%, 5%.
No, he said, so I do all the work. I find this Arthur Slugworth, and then
that's
I get 5%.
It is a lot of money.
Well, then you find 10%? Him. I say
no
we split it 50-50.
I mean, the spoons no were sent to Perry. They were sent to Perry.
They were sent to me.
You know what? And I don't mean to be, I want Perry to win this time because I could very easily tell Mr. Adams that Perry has him and collect the reward money. But I'm not going to do that. I want to be partners. Let's go into business together, Perry.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Mr. Barris. It's about time we talk business.
Yeah.
Rather than.
Thank you. Can we trust Tom?
More like, can we trust you? I 110% trust Tom. It's can we trust you, Don?
Ask me anything. Ask me anything you want. Are those my natural color eyes of blue? Yes. Ask me any other question.
I don't care about your eye color or your eyes.
Are my lips, do they have injections? No, these are naturally full lips.
Can I ask you a question? What kind of security system do you have in your apartment right now?
What kind of, just me.
I mean, do you have multiple locks? Do you have a safe?
Yeah, I've got multiple locks.
Do you have a safe?
No, I could get a safe at the bank.
Hey, you know what? I just thought of something, and neither of you two dolts thought of this. But you know what? Let's call Mr. Adams back. Let's find out where this Arthur Slugworth is. And then we figure out how to meet with him and sell him to him.
All right, I'll mute myself.
How okay, I'm going
to
call Mr. Adams back. Okay,
for 10 million or 20 million?
Well, we'll see. We'll okay. Find out. All right, let me find out.
You know, I'm tired of being used and abused and
Perry,
I'm tired of it too. I'm tired of it.
Suggestion.
Too.
Talk to me, Tom.
This box should be under your pillow at night. You should sleep right underneath it. It should be right underneath your head at all times. Do not let these leave your person.
I got you.
All right.
I'm going to mute myself.
Hello, Mr. Adams.
Hello.
Mr. Adams, hey, it's Don, and I'm with Perry. I'm with Perry. Perry, where'd you go? I can't hear you.
Somewhere. Right here. I'm sorry.
Mr. Bonish, you're with Petty.
We're working on your case here. We want to get those spoons back in your hand as quickly as possible. A couple questions for you. Who is this Arthur Slugworth?
Don't concern yourself with Arthur Slugworth. He's only going to throw money at you in the hopes that he can get the Spain spoons and the ticket.
He may already have them, as Perry thought. He said, I'll bet you this Slugworth guy already has them. He's the guy that stole them.
Huh, interesting.
And then Perry said, what we should do is find this Slugworth, and I'll bet you he has them, and he'll try and get them from him there.
Oh,
okay. I want Mr. Adams.
You want Mr. Adams?
I need to know the exact... Listen to me, please. I need to know the exact dollar amount these Spain spoons and this ticket is worth today.
Well, I don't have an authenticator here today, Penny. I mean, what is the sun worth? What is the sun worth on Monday?
Adams, you've got your detective here that's going to find your fucking spoons. The best thing to do is to answer his questions. He wants to know what this is worth total.
What they're worth?
Correct.
Just the spoons or the spoons and the ticket?
Both.
Well, I can't put the price on them. It depends. If we're going to go, if we're going to sell them to the Saudis, are we going to sell them to the Moroccans? Or is Arthur Slugworth going to weasel his way in? And is he going to show up with a duffel bag full of cash?
What do you think, Perry?
I don't care who shows up with cash.
Perry, let me interrupt you real quick. I noticed that you put on some lip balm. Did you do that because we started talking about how pretty my lips are?
I like it. I like it.
You're trying to compete with me? Are you trying to compete with me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Back to the question, Mr. Adams.
All right. If you see here, you see a little boy who's holding a match to a firecracker. And the fireman is leaning in and blowing the match out. And he's looking at the camera with one of his index fingers to his lips, saying, "Don't blow it."
All right, we've talked to you a couple times about this, Mr. Adams. We don't want to hear about the fireman calendar.
All right.
We're talking business.
All right. Can I tell you one last one? In this one, you'll see
the
Dalmatian is dressed as the fireman, and the fireman is dressed as the Dalmatian. It's a dog.
Adams! Mr. Adams, would you stop it with these disgusting, immoral, homosexual...
Immoral.
Firemen are heroes. They're everyday heroes.
Yeah, firemen are everyday heroes, but all you want to do is fucking be gay.
Yes.
Forget about it. I'll find this shit and that's it.
Okay, now, Perry, do you guys want to talk business or no? Or am I wasting my time here? Adams, you've been asked to answer a question. Now, please, Mr. Adams, I've always respected you, and I don't mean any disrespect to you, but Perry's a busy guy. Tell him some of the stuff you're doing, Perry. Go on. Tell him what you've been doing.
Field ministry.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Right. So we need to know the answer the questions if you want him working for you. He's already come up with a guy that he thinks has it. That's a lot farther than these Pinkerton guys. He wants to follow the trail right back to Arthur Slugworth.
All right, here's what we'll do. We have a big podcast coming up. I expect to see those spoons on the podcast.
What is the reward if he does this? Because Perry has to pay a lot of tricks. And when Perry goes out, he tips people big time. So he needs to know what the reward is and if it's worth it.
Mr. Barnes, how about this? I'll give you 10 grand.
For what?
You see if you get the spoons back for me. And if you can't...
10 grand is a spin in the bucket.
It's water off a duck's back.
You give Don Barris 10 grand, you give me 100 grand or 500 grand for the spoon.
Wait a minute. Why do you get 100 grand and I only get 10? We're partners, 50-50. We're 50-50 partners. If we did that, we would split it. It'd be 55,000 apiece. Come on, man.
Mr. Bonas, I'm going to Venmo you some cash.
You can only Venmo 10,000.
All right, I'll Venmo you the 10,000, and we'll find out where we are with these spoons. The Spain spoons.
All right. I'm going to tell you the Spain spoons seem very important to you. And I know that Perry can find them. He's done a lot more than anybody else that's working on this case. He's already nabbed down the guy who did it. But we're asking you some simple
questions.
No,
even have
answer his.
In his apartment complex?
Yes.
How hard would it be for me to send a professional crew in there to bust into that sliding glass door, put him out, take the Spain spoons back, and then what's he going to do?
Mr. Adams, you're barking up the wrong tree. Perry does not have him. He's trying to help you. We're pretty sure we've talked about this, and we're pretty sure it's Arthur Slugworth.
Oh.
But you're not helping us at all. Where can we find Arthur Slugworth?
Oh, all right. Let me see what I can find out.
You have a number, anything.
Okay.
Harry, do you have any questions for him? Because you're investigating this case. Anything you want to know?
You're doing a great job, Don. Getting this Slugworth's number is what I would need to find out what this guy knows about these spoons.
And how many times in the past have you said, oh, Don's all about his beautiful eyes and full lips?
I don't give a flying fuck about your fat fucking lips and your gay ass eyes. Fucking faggot. Stop it.
All right, I was mistaken.
All right, all right.
Do you have a number? Do you have anything?
Well, last I'm seeing is that Slugworth is either, right now he's either with Prodnos or Fickelgruber. It's up to you to find out which.
What?
Are you writing this down?
Who's Fickelgruber?
Exactly. Well, they're all in cahoots. They all want the Spain spoons.
Okay, does Fickelgruber have a first name?
I don't believe he does. Perry, are you ready to get the deal done?
I'll get the deal done as long as it pays. I have
to. Now, are you willing to play ball?
Meaning go to work as a private detective and find out who's got these spoons. I could go to play ball, sure.
May I say something that I think we've all been waiting for? I believe it's time once more for Stone to unleash the fury.
Does that mean you're going to help us make another movie?
Perry.
Well, will you do me a
Perry, thing? Tell him.
Stone will definitely unleash the fury. Will definitely unleash the fury.
Unleash the fury and find my Spade spoons.
Sure. What's the pay?
We'll talk to you later, Mr. Adams. Okay?
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye. Harry, let's get Tom back on the line real quick.
Real quick. This price could be $10 million plus.
He's offering $10,000 for a reward. These are worth millions. All we got to do is find Arthur Slugsworth and this Fickelgruber and his friend.
If it's worth over $10 million for these spoons.
Let me try to get Tom back on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Tom. Good. Good. Three of us are online now.
What have you guys been up to?
Well, Quincy made the remark that these spoons are worth millions of dollars. So
did I hear you right?
That's true.
Yeah, he said millions.
Millions with an M.
Millions with an M. It's scary shit. I'm holding on to a box of spoons worth over $10 million, right?
We keep our mouths shut about Perry having this.
Wait, you didn't admit that you had them. Who knows that you have them?
Only the three of us.
Nobody.
Just the three of us. That's it.
That's it.
So this is a circle of trust right now.
Right now, between the three of us.
Hey, guys, you can trust me.
I hope to God I can trust you on this. Do you want money?
What's the next move?
Windy City Heat 2.
Well, we're going to handle this thing first.
Wait. This could be a part of Windy City Heat, too. Okay?
Harry, you're sitting on something that could be worth millions, and you're talking about a stupid movie?
$10 to $20 million is in my hands.
Tom, do you think that I should keep it at my place? There's a little more security here.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Look, these spoons are in my hands at my house. They're not leaving me.
I could come by and get it. You could put it on the porch.
You're not getting shit out of my hands. No fucking way.
Oh, I know what's going on here.
No fucking way. You're not coming over here to get spoons.
Oh.
It's called payday. You want spoons? It's called payday.
He's going to Arizona to start checking out Randy with all this money.
I'm
he
not
found.
Going to Arizona to see Randy.
Wait, Perry.
No.
You're not. Okay. You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. We're under quarantine.
I don't trust
We're
you.
We're under quarantine.
I don't trust you.
We're under quarantine. Are you fucking stupid?
All right, but there's quarantine in your truck as you're driving to Arizona where you and Randy...
I'm not driving to Arizona.
...can run off and get married or whatever you're going to do.
Hey, Don, I'm not driving to Arizona to meet up with Randy, to see my brother, to see my best friend from when we were little kids. I'm not going to that.
All right, then let's just take a vote on this. I'll go with whatever you guys say. I think that those things are very valuable. Mr. Adams already threatened to bust into Perry's place looking for them. And I think we keep the spoons at my place. I will keep them safe.
They're kept at my place.
No.
I've got them, and I'm keeping them safe.
I'll keep them safe. Tom?
You shut your fucking mouth. You're not keeping shit.
Tom?
I got him. Barris.
It's not a...
Tom, you don't trust me?
It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of I don't think they should be they've already been transported through the mail, which is scary because anything could have happened to them. But now that they're in a safe place, I don't think transporting them again would be... You know, because anything can happen. There could be a traffic accident.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
I just realized this. There's a fourth person that knows about these spoons. Mole. We should call Mole. We should get him involved in this. What do you think? All right, let me just try and call Mole.
I'm going to hide these right now. Fuck it.
It's
Where
ringing.
Are you putting them?
I'm hiding them. That's where I'm putting them.
Okay. Still hiding these spoons. The phone is still ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Mole?
Hey, guys. Hold on.
Hey, Mole, it's Don.
I'm just finishing another call really quick.
Sure.
This guy's freaking out. One second. Hold on. So, yeah, Mr. Slugworth. So, anyway, the spoons, I think my best friend Scaremaster has them. And he lives at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102. Okay. All right, I'll talk to you later, Mr. Slugworth. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Who is this Slugworth scumbag? I don't know. I don't know this guy.
Oh, I was just talking to Mr. Slugworth.
Hey, I just heard something. Perry was just robbed by a group of people for the spoons. They came to his door, and they took them from him.
They did?
Perry doesn't have the spoons anymore. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Slugworth's going to be angry. He said he was sending a crew over to get them.
Oh, God. Hey, do you have Mr. Slugworth's number?
What?
Do you have Mr. Slugworth's number?
No, he called me, but he'll probably call you guys if he can't find the spoons. He's going crazy. I guess him and Mr. Adams have some history.
You got to let me go. I think that there's a fire in my house.
A fire? You know what?
I got to go.
There's a bunch of firemen.
Yeah. No. I know he does, but... There's a fire in my place. I gotta go. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Clark Kent.
Yeah, because my eyes are starting to hurt. That's why.
And you're the guy guarding my millions? That's bullshit, Tom.
Well,
all right. Well, listen.
Before we go, can I request we do something real quick? Because I don't think we got to see this. Can you get the spoons right now, and then put what was the thing underneath them?
Like a little ticket.
Can you put that back where it was underneath and just...
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Where did you hide him?
It's in his bedroom right now.
Is it in the credenza?
So just open it slowly and then slowly lift it out and lift it out and show it. Or just look at it for yourself first. Okay, so put it on the table.
And put this on top. Oh!
Well, do you speak Spanish?
Whoa! That's the ticket that Slugworth wants.
Do you know what that is?
Can you read that, Mole?
Sure I can. I speak Spanish.
Read it out loud.
It says, this ticket is good for one passenger aboard the Santa Maria with your captain, Christopher Columbus.
What?
Prepared.
Oh, wow.
Prepare for the adventure of a lifetime as you set sail for the new world. Price 200 doubloons. And they stamped it pagado, which means paid.
Wow.
Is that what I think it is, Mole?
It's the Spain Spoon guy's ticket.
Wow.
What is that, Perry?
That's a ticket from Spain to the United States. The New World.
When?
What was it, 1492?
Oh, that's a Christopher Columbus ticket?
Yes.
Columbus blew that guy.
Whoa. That just took the value up quite a bit.
Whoa. That's what everyone's freaking out about. Oh, man.
Anyway, Mole, Perry doesn't have these anymore.
Perry what?
He doesn't have them anymore.
He doesn't?
He was robbed of them. Yeah, it's a video that he's playing for you.
That's why Slugworth wants to go over and rob him. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Did Mr. Adams tell you about that fireman who was in the tree who was rescuing the little kitten and he said, just getting a little pussy. But he doesn't have a shirt on.
All right, I'm thinking we should wrap this up.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, so.
All right, you guys. Hey, nice talking to you guys.
Okay. Talking
we gotta find those Spain spoons.
Okay.
Scamaster, say Spain spoons.
Spain spoons. And I'll even keep the letter underneath the...
Hide it all. You sure you don't want us to come by?
You're not allowed here. Period.
Perry, I'm telling you, you should put it under your pillow when you're sleeping at night.
That's exactly what I'll do.
Maybe I should come over and get
it. No, God damn it, no.
Look, I trust Perry. I trust Perry knows how to hold on to valuable things. I mean, Perry, have you ever been robbed?
Yeah, a couple times, but not in here. Not inside my apartment, no.
All right, I've got a good idea. Perry, you're going to want to hear this. Sit down.
No.
Please. Please sit down.
No.
I came up with the idea.
No, they're in my
You don't want me to have them at my place, right? You're
Well, listen to me. They're in my hands. They say in my possession. Over and out.
All right. How's this? I spend the night at your place to help protect them.
Again, you're not allowed in my apartment.
Who made that rule?
I made that rule and Tom, the other manager, didn't want you here.
You could change it.
I'm not changing it. I am not changing it. You're not allowed in my building.
But Tom's no longer there. You've got millions of dollars of mine with you right now.
Tom,
and I don't like Tom. The way you're keeping it secure. Am I right on this, Tom?
Well, I don't know if there's any right or wrong. Perry, do you own any firearms? Do you have anything to protect your home?
I'm fine.
Is that a yes or a no?
No, I don't use firearms.
What do you have for a weapon? If, say, somebody does.
For a weapon?
Yeah.
I got skateboards for a weapon. I bash somebody's fucking head wide open with it.
I don't think that's going to hold up. I'm just concerned.
Yeah.
This is a lot of responsibility that you have now.
Well, I'm okay. I'm fine.
I don't think you are.
If I can say this, to get our blood going a little bit, I come over.
You're not watch coming a over to my fucking apartment.
The moment, if anybody comes in, ha! Huh, yeah!
I will never change the rules.
You could easily change the rules.
No. You and Mole are not allowed in my complex. No! Right. No, because you and Mole have been evicted from this complex.
You want Mole to come too? Since let me call him.
You're not allowed here!
Hello, Mole?
Show's fucking over.
Hello?
Mole?
Hey, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
Oh, hey. What are you doing tonight?
Hey, are you guys having a party? I want to come over.
I'm with Perry and Tom Brennan.
No!
You know, I was just calling you to see if you'd like to help guard Perry's house tonight.
No! I'll call the fucking cops immediately! I'll get the police here, and you'll both be fucking thrown in jail. I'm talking to you.
We can watch Kung Fu movies.
Are you talking to us?
I said you're not allowed here.
Oh, I thought you came up with the idea.
How many fucking times do I got to fucking scream and yell at you, goddammit? You're not the fuck allowed in my apartment. Stop even trying to get into my house.
All right. Stop. I'm sorry.
This will be the last fucking podcast of the rest of your fucking life.
Everything's fine.
Simply
I just thought when you came up.
The retard choking will fuck himself.
This isn't
asshole.
A podcast.
Hey, Scaremaster.
Okay. Not nice. Tom, you have to admit that's not nice.
Did you get the letter I sent you?
Yes. Thank you. It was very nice.
You're welcome. Hey, you want us to come over tonight?
I said no. You're not allowed here. You're never allowed here.
The former manager of the building has said we can't go there. And instead of continuing to say that because all we're doing is upsetting Perry, and I don't want to upset Perry anymore. I want to be his friend. I've known him a long time. And if it wasn't for Tom, we'd probably be friends.
No, it's not because of Tom. It's not because of Tom. Has nothing to do with Tom Brennan being in our lives.
That's why we can't come over? Because Tom's there?
No, I'm not there.
Oh, you're talking Tom Brennan. Okay, forgive me. No. Tom, the manager, I'm glad he put that ruling in.
Why did he do it?
He's no longer there, though.
He might no longer be here, but the other managers know about it.
Who's the new manager?
Do they have pictures of us?
They've seen the fucking CD cover or DVD cover of Windy City Heat, so they know what you guys look like. Yes.
Damn.
All right. How about this? Grab the Spain spoons. We'll all cry out of dance.
No.
It's open if you want to.
No. Again, we're under quarantine. Are you fucking retarded?
We could watch a version.
We're under quarantine. There's something called the coronavirus. You goddamn fucking retard. I don't want to be sick. I don't want you to be sick. I don't want that other fucking jagoff to get sick.
Mole. It's referring to Mole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Scaremaster, are you still going door to door to strangers' houses?
No, because we're doing it on the internet now because of the pandemic.
Hey, what's been going on with your girlfriend?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her.
Hey, you know what?
Oh,
wait. Give her
excuse me.
You should give her the
Hold on.
Excuse me. She went to see her parents in Mexico.
What?
Oh, she's Mexican?
I don't know. I guess her parents own a home in Mexico.
Wow. You know what you should, you know what you could give her for a present? Give her the Spain spoons.
Millions of dollars? Yeah, sure. No, I'm going to get $1 million. I'm getting millions of dollars from Quincy.
All right. Well, listen, Mole, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we're not going to sleep over at Perry's. Nobody's coming over to my.
You're not sleeping at Perry's. You're not visiting the Perry's.
Right. Ever. All right. That's. Did I say? Hey, did I say anything else? That's exactly what I said, didn't I, Tom?
Yes, that's what you said.
We're not sleeping over at my place. There's no kung fu movies throughout the entire
it's
night.
It's called quarantine. Oh. Huge.
It's called quarantine, I guess. Yes. I guess this damn.
Yes.
I guess this quarantine is fucking everything up.
Hey, Scaremaster, bring the spoons to the podcast this week.
Bring the spoons to the podcast? Why?
So we can check them out.
You got about $10 million to give me for the spoons?
You only want 10 for those?
Million.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Why? Should I get 50 or 100 million?
That's what Slugworth was talking about. But anyway.
All right. Let's go 100 million then.
You know what might not be a bad idea? Oh, I just thought of this. You bring the spoons to the podcast. We open the show with the spoons. We never mention it. Slugworth, Quincy Adams, everybody's freaking out knowing you now have the spoons. And then at one point you say, anybody that wants these, they're for sale. The highest bidder.
And they're right here at 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment 102. If you think you can get by our state-of-the-art security, then I wish you good luck, my friends.
Whoa, a real mystery coming at you. What's going to happen? Will Perry win this time? Will Perry get the $10 million? Will I get any money? Questions that will have to be answered at another time.
Don, today you've worn a different t-shirt every day for 909 days.
Yes, I have. And there's no statues of me. I don't know if there ever will be. But it is part of my legacy.
Have you gotten any t-shirts from the fans?
Well, I got a couple here. And I got them from one guy. But again, he didn't give me his address. So I don't know who it is. And I don't even know what these t-shirts are. They look like they have a duck on it, don't they?
Yes, I'm not sure what this is. One of them says 10 years of privacy, 2008 to 2018, and it has a cartoon of a ducky I don't recognize.
And that's then, just like this past week, we had a 28th anniversary of Perry being in show business.
Yes, absolutely. That was a big celebration. The second t-shirt has the same ducky design, but just blue around a silhouette. I do like the shirts. It's a very nice design. So, everyone out there, if you'd like to contribute to the t-shirts, Don's t-shirts on Instagram, please send 2XLs to Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Los Angeles, California, 90046.
Oh, that would be wonderful for people to send them, and I think it was wonderful for you to help me by giving that address. Now, I should remind you, next week, cliffhanger answered, what's going to happen? If you want to get in touch with us on the social media, Mary Jane, how would they get in touch with you?
More importantly, when the Comedy Store was open, every single Monday night at 10 p.m. was the Ding Dong Show. But if you can't be there in person or you're stuck with the quarantine closure, then at 10:30 p.m. every single Monday night on YouTube channel, The Ding Dong Show, you can see it live streamed. Also on Facebook, please join the Big Three Fan Club, Simply Don the Podcast Fan Club, and the Ding Dong Show Fan Club. There's also a Discord with Don. Somehow, I don't know the details, and a Reddit.
I think you have to go to Corky's thing. And before we get to yours...
Reddit, SDTPN. How about you, Don?
We still need to get your social media, but I would like to say... You mentioned the Comedy Store. It did open. They were going to have the front bar open, but after one day, it closed down. The city closed them down.
The governor closed all California bars down.
We'll give your social media, Mary Jane.
On Instagram, A with a circle, THESMOKINGMARYJANE. And for Twitter, after the A with a circle, please remove the THE. What about your social media, Don?
Thanks for asking, Mary Jane. If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That is the number one, not the word one. So it's SimplyDon1. If you want to get in touch with me on my Facebook, I will be at Don Barris. My Instagram and my Barriscope are also at SimplyDon1. But, long show. See the clock on the wall that's not there? Time to say goodbye.
no, 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 no,